look, miss, would you try answering the questions as I ask them?
Yes, Mr. Grant, I will, but it does seem that you've been asking a lot of very personal questions that don't have a thing to do with my qualifications for this job.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk. Tell you what, I'll try you out for a couple of weeks, see if it works out.
Oh.
If I don't like you, I'll fire you.
Right, right.
You don't like me? I'll fire you.
Yes, yes.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 15th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American actor Ed Asner, born in Kansas City, Missouri in 1929. He is best remembered for playing Lou Grant during the 1970s and early 80s on both The Mary Tyler Moore Show and its spin-off series, Lou Grant, making him one of the few television actors to portray the same character in both a comedy and a drama. He is the most honored male performer in the history of the Primetime Emmy Awards, having won 7, 5 for portraying Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and 2 as lead actor in a dramatic series on the spinoff. His Ashkenazi Jewish grandparents, Lizzie, an immigrant from Odessa, a housewife, and Morris David Asner from Lithuania, who ran a second-hand shop and junkyard, raised him in an Orthodox family and gave him the Hebrew name Yitzhak. Asner attended Wyandotte High School in Kansas City, Kansas, and the University of Chicago. He studied journalism there until a professor advised him there was little money to be made in the profession. He had been working in a steel mill, but he quickly switched to drama, debuting as the martyred Thomas Becket in a campus production of T.S. Eliot's Murder in the Cathedral. He eventually dropped out of school, going to work as a cab driver, working on an assembly line for General Motors and other odd jobs before being drafted into the military in 1951. He would serve with the U.S. Army Signal Corps from 1951 to 1953 and appeared in a number of plays that toured Army bases in Europe. Following his military service, he helped found the Playwrights Theater Company in Chicago, but left for New York before the members of that company regrouped as the Compass Players in the mid-50s. He later made frequent guest appearances with the successor to Compass, The Second City. In New York, Asner portrayed Jonathan Jeremiah Peacham in the off-Broadway revival of Threepenny Opera, and he began to make inroads as a television actor, having made his TV debut in 1957 on Studio One. His first film was the 1962 Elvis Presley vehicle, Kid Galahad. Before he landed his role with Mary Tyler Moore, Asner guest starred in a parade of television series, everything from Gunsmoke and Mission Impossible to Route 66, The Outer Limits, and The Fugitive. He was acclaimed for his role in the ABC miniseries Roots as Captain Davies, the morally conflicted captain of the Lord Ligonier, the slave ship that brought Kunta Kinte to America. That role earned Asner an Emmy, as did the similarly dark role of Axel Jordache in the miniseries Rich Man, Poor Man. Asner provided the voice of Carl Fredrickson in the Academy Award-winning Pixar film Up in 2009. He received critical acclaim for the part, with one critic going so far as to suggest they should create a new category for this year's Academy Award for the Best Vocal Acting in an Animated Film and name Ed Asner as the first recipient. He worked almost until the very end of his long and remarkably productive life at age 91, just 10 weeks ago. He was buried at Sheffield Cemetery in Kansas City with his parents and his brothers and sisters. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 15th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.